First of all, I just want to give God all the glory for speaking through me. I am one that my messages come from Him. I've tried to study. I've tried to do it in a routine, but you're going to get what He wants. I think the Lord wants me, well, I know the Lord wants me to talk a little bit about my relationship with Him and how it started and how the relationship with God is so very important for your walk with Him. It's not merely knowing Him. It's not reading His Word and seeing about Him. It's about that intimate time that you spend with Him in His presence. And in that time is where you're going to get all the nuggets. You're going to receive so much revelation of truth. You're going to build up on a relationship with God that you thought you never could ever have. And in this walk, you're going to learn and feel and receive so much of His love and know how important you are to Him. The Word is what God has given us. Live our life by, to learn about who He is. But when Jesus said in the Word that He asked the Father, basically, Father, as we are one, as you and I are one, that they may be one with us. And that's what Jesus did. He died on the cross, but the cross was not the end. It was when He took His blood and entered into heaven to the Holy of Holies and laid His blood upon the mercy seat. That brought us back into the realm, into the glory that Adam and Eve once had. That brought us back to where we could go boldly into the throne room of God and we could put our petitions before Him. But mostly it brought us back into the communion where He wants us to be. He wants us to be so one with Him that having the mind of Christ comes from that fellowship with Him. You become that part of Him that He's put out to you. He wants you to just draw on that. In His Word, He says, draw unto Me. When you draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to you. When I first got saved, I came out of a Catholic background. I didn't know anything about the Word. I hardly knew about Jesus. But when I got saved, I was alone, and I was on my knees before Him and asked Him into my heart. Someone had witnessed to me, and when that witness, God planted that seed within me, it birthed like firecrackers came out of me. And I was alone when I received Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. I didn't know what was happening to me. But the first word that came out of my spirit language was Abba. And I learned that was Daddy. That is Father. So out of that, a relationship came that I thought everyone had. And I think everyone can have. Out of that, I would run out at night, in the middle of the night, and I would look up into the sky and I'd say, what, Lord? Because there was a drawing of my spirit that was so alive, and I didn't know what it was, but I knew that He was calling me. He taught me obedience. He would wake me up in the middle of the night, and He would say, get on your knees and pray. And I would get up and I would pray. I didn't know what I was praying about, but I was praying. And then there was the night that He woke me up and He said, take off the crucifix. It tells half the story. Little things of how He will teach us just out of that obedience. But greatly out of that obedience came the communion. The communion with Him, of being one with Him and learning just what that was. And I'm still learning. There's such a deepness that's going on in the body of Christ. If you will open up your spirit eyes to see, and if you will open up your spirit ears to hear, you will hear God's voice. And He has so much to say to us. Mostly it's love. Because God is going to win you by His love. Anyone that comes and speaks a kind word to you, you automatically like them. He has never said a harsh word to me. Has he corrected me? He has. But it's never been condemnation. God will never condemn us. He will convict us by his Holy Spirit. And out of that time of being with him and being obedient came my writings. And the writings came off the cuff. There were times I was woken up in the middle of the night and God would say, write this. And the words would flow and I would just write. Pull off the road and write. Whatever it was. And those writings became deeper and deeper to the point I have writings now I don't even understand because they are truly from the Holy Spirit. Will I understand? I will, because the knowledge comes. God increases. But now is the time that we really need to be hearing the voice of God. Pastor Barbara prophesied over me 3 weeks ago. I'm not quite sure what it was. And it was all about basically a visitation of the Lord. And it has happened. I can't wait to sit and just get quiet and put on soft music, no words, instrumental, and just listen. And all of a sudden, he's talking to me. It's not loud. It's this quiet, still voice that he wants to share so much with his children. And right now, he's talking about me. And that's okay. You know, I'm not receiving the great prophecies about whatever or whatever, but I'm receiving what he wants me to have. And in that, I feel like God is sitting right next to me. I've had him come into the presence, bring his presence in the room, and I'd say, what, Lord? And he said back to me, I am admiring the beauty of my creation. Is that not beautiful? That's all of us. That's how he looks at all of us. You know, I was thinking today, God, do you have something? Is there, you know, am I going to get up there and my tongue's not going to have anything to say? But what it is with him is trust in him. If we trusted him with every step of our life, if we trusted him for every answer that we need and get our mind silent to hear him, we know it's not going to be in the storm. It's not going to be in the earthquake. We know that it's going to be that soft, still voice. And when he speaks, there is power within it. It changes your life. My life is being changed right now. You know, when we work, we're around so many people of all different personalities and complaining and, you know, and I was a big complainer. Right there with it. And God is changing me. It doesn't matter what this world, it doesn't matter about these minor things. Somebody's doing this or not, you know, treated fairly or whatever. God is before us. And it's growing me to that place of I have to stand for what God wants and not what man wants. I don't have to listen to the negativism all the time. I received a call on the way here, and it was nothing but negative. And then when it was over, God washed me from all unrighteousness, and it left, every bit of it. Because he wants us to stand in that holy place so that he can use us the way that he wants to use us. We have great times coming ahead. Jesus said the evil would get bad, but his glory would get greater. And where is his glory going to get greater if it's not within us? It's not going to be in the atmosphere. He wants to use us. He wants to pour his glory in us to bring. We can't, with the unsaved world out there, it's not going to be like it used to be where you could get somebody just saved. It's hard to get somebody saved nowadays. It's hard to witness to them, especially when there's so much wrong that they're seeing. And why didn't your God change that? He has the power to change that. When my son went home to be with the Lord, what are you going to do but praise God for where he is? And many people, you know, there were people that came to me and it was like they just didn't understand how I could be so in love with the Almighty God when he took my son. We can't blame God for what goes on in this world. We can't blame God for sicknesses and diseases and death and earthquakes. And, you know, it is because we live in a fallen world, but he's promised us the end is great. He's promised us a relationship with him, to come back into communion with him. It's great to be saved, and oh yes, we're going to be in heaven, but there's so much more in between. There's so much more that God wants to use us for. We can't be complacent in these times. We can't be the ones who are complacent and just walking in Jesus is good. Yes, he's very good. But what have you got to prove? What have you got to prove to these that are so unbelieving and so hurt and downtrodden? And why did he treat me that way then? You know, there's some things in your lives you when you have that relationship. When I talked to a lady who had lost her daughter in a car accident, God gave me a vision of my son in heaven. I didn't know any better not to really say anything to someone, because hers was, why didn't he show me? It came from that relationship that I have with him. It comes from the relationship that you have with him. God wants to pour into his people. And we can come up here and in front of that altar every time and receive that glory that comes down. But don't you want it to fill your house? Don't you want to lay in bed at night and the presence of God comes over you and revelation comes to you? And that's what I'm here to say tonight. You can have so much more than what you have. I can have so much more than what I have. You can dance in the spirit. You can, God will increase that to the point where you don't even know that you're there. When he placed that gift of dance upon me, when my son passed away, I didn't even know sometimes where I was. But God wants to pour his gifts out on his people so much. He has so much. Every one of you have gifts within you, some that are dormant, and God wants to explode that within you. I remember when Pastor Adele had prophesied that she saw a small nugget within me, and she said that nugget, she could tell that one day it's going to get larger and larger and larger, and that's the power of God. I want everything God has for me. I want to lay hands on the sick, and immediately they recover, as Jesus did. And raise the dead, as Pastor Barbara has said. That's for all of us. And when you walk out of here, you've heard this, but is it going to be deep within you? Are you going to really hunger for it? Do you really hunger for it? Do you hunger for the greater things of God? Or are you just complacent where you are? I'm not. I want to go on. I know when I met Pastor Barbara, I said she had the greatest anointing I'd ever felt in my life. When she laid her hands on me, the presence of God just about whacked me right out. It's still there, and it's growing. But it's not for her. And it's not for you to just come every Sunday. And I'm not correct, and please don't get me wrong on that. But there's so much more. Spending this time with God in this that I've had in the last couple of weeks after Pastor Barbara laid hands on me and prophesied has just, I can't get enough. I want so much more, and I want to take people with me. I don't want it to be just me. You know, when I was said, Lord, do you have some scriptures? I mean, something besides me just talking. He wants us to realize how holy he is and how he wants us to be right there with him. We're seated in the heavenlies already. We are already citizens of heaven. The Bible tells us that. Seated at the right hand of God in Christ Jesus. You're already sitting there. And in Daniel 7:9-10, it says, I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days, which is God Almighty, was seated. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. Can you just picture? His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. And this is when he was going to judge the evil. But when you picture, can you picture this almighty God, as awesome as he is, chooses and made a way through Jesus for you to come to the throne. And he says, come boldly. Come and sit with me. He longed for that relationship that he had with Adam and Eve. He longed to have that where he used to walk in the garden. There's no description of who God is, or how he is, or how almighty he is. For this, in Isaiah 57:15, it says, for thus says the high and lofty one, and the lofty in this means the height, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the holy and holy, the high and holy place with him, who has a contrite, a repentant, that's us, and a humble spirit, to revive and restore the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. That's us. He wants us to come before his throne. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And this, you know, I can't express it enough. If you could get the vision of God, if you could get a vision of his holiness, if you could think about that in your heart, of how holy he is, and he looks at you and he says, come sit with me. Come be with me. Come enjoy this time with me. I long to talk to you. This is what God is saying to his people. I long to have that personal time with you. And when you do, it's not going to just be little things. It's going to be great things that God has for you and wants to say to you. And heal your hearts. And pick you up off of that broken path. And put you above where you belong. Seated at the right hand of the Father in Christ Jesus, looking down at what's under your feet. Satan is under your feet. I guess I have so much to say about the Lord. My heart is sold out. He's pulling us into this relationship where nothing matters. And I just want you to know that it's not just a few. It's all of you. I see you in here worshiping. I see how your hearts are open up, how they're changing, and how you want to go on. But it's that place of, oh, God, how do I do that? Well, God wants to impart that into you. He wants his glory to just fill you. so that when you walk down the streets, like some of the old saints, the people fell out around them because the presence of God was so strong. That's what I want, not for my glory, but for the glory of the Lord, to give him all praise and honor. Tonight I would like to lay hands on you for those who believe and would like to go further, for those who want that impartation. Just as Pastor Barbara laid hands on me and God gave her that word for me, it changed my life. It changed my life. What is God going to do with it? Doesn't matter. I'm just willing. I'm just another vessel. But I know he will use me. Because God doesn't fill you up and place that anointing on your life for you. He places it for the hunger, for those who are thirsty, for those that are hurting. Just wrapping your arms around someone is God himself wrapping his arms around them. They will change out of the presence of God, out of the anointing through you. They will change. They may not see it then, but you can be sure that God has deposited what he wanted that very moment into those people. I want you to be free to be able to do the things that you feel in your heart that God is calling you to do. Don't worry about what anybody else is going to think. I don't worry anymore about it. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter anymore. What matters is what he wants. This is what he wanted me to give tonight. It's more precious than gold. It's nuggets. And once you receive, and don't go home and think, oh, I don't feel any different. Believe that he will change you this night. Believe that when he lays his hands upon you, that there's going to be an impartation of his glory that's going to take you into another realm. And don't let it fall to the ground. Don't let it fall. Father, I remember you laid hands on me. It was you, O Lord, that put your hands upon me. It was you, God, that touched my heart. Please, Lord, continue your work in me. Please, God, use me. I'm available. I know every one of you want to be used. I know every one of you want something more than what you already have. He's a good God. He's an awesome God. Father, we thank you. We ask that your glory would fill this place, Lord God. We ask that your presence would just come down upon these people, Lord. We ask, Father God, that the touch of heaven, the open witness of heaven, the heart's desires, God, would be fulfilled this night. Father, I'm asking as they come forward and, Lord, your hands touch them, that there be a great impartation of your glory, a great impartation of the work that you want to finish within them, O God. That, God, that you would send them out as soldiers, Lord, well equipped for what you have called them to be. We know, Lord, that you have a plan and a purpose. And, Father, we thank you for that plan and purpose. And, God, as they come forth and they're willing to accept what you have for them, Lord, let it be a fast and quick and a steady walk for them, Lord God. Let them see, Father, results of what you are doing in their lives. Let them feel your presence, oh, so great this night, oh, God, that they would just feel so comforted, that they would feel the power come within them, Lord, and that it would change their hearts, Lord, and mostly, God, that it would change their thinking, that they would look at this world differently, not of all the negativism that is going on, but what you are doing in your people, oh God. Father, we thank you for this. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your glory, Lord. We thank you for raining down. We thank you for touching every heart, Lord, right now. And Father, we just give you all the glory for all your holiness, for accepting us back into your throne of grace, for accepting us as one with you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your work. beginning now in Jesus' name. If you would like to come forward, have your mind so set on Him. Look at of Him as the high and lofty one, the one who wants to commune with you, the one who wants to place His hand into your hand.